This is a Hidden Histories project podcast made on the 16th of March 2011 at 4:20 in the afternoon. Our technology for recording has arrived and we're just beginning to set it up. We hope that our recording quality will improve with our growing expertise in using the equipment. I'm Anne Welsh and I'm handing over to Julianne Nyan to give you a brief introduction to the project.
So the application of computing to the humanities can be traced back to at least 1949 and the work of Boussa. But while notes and contributions towards a history of the computer in the humanities have been appearing over the last number of years, for the most part our understanding of such developments is incomplete and for the most part unwritten. So in this project we're going to gather and make available sources that will hopefully enable the social, intellectual and cultural conditions that shape the early take-up of computing in the humanities to be investigated. And as the project goes on, we're going to draw on a kind of interdisciplinary method bundle from oral history, digital humanities, and also historical cultural studies. And really our aim is to try and capture some of the memories that are out there, some of the memories, the observations, and the insights into the history of computing in the humanities, and the kinds of insights that are usually unrecorded because they don't tend to be included in standard scholarly output such as journal articles. And so we're going to identify and carry out interviews with pioneer or early adopter scholars working in the period from 1949 until 1980, which is roughly from the mainframe computing up to the coming of the personal computer. So we're really excited about this project for a number of reasons, and Anne, I think you're going to come in here as well. The first, for me personally, I just find the idea that people working in the 50s and the 60s, the idea that they were just willing to include the computer in their humanities research, that just seems utterly fascinating and almost crazy to me. So I'm really intrigued to know, how did they come up with the idea of using the computer? Who were they working with? How did they imagine the computer? What kind of aims did they have? What kind of profiles of scholars did they have? And all of those issues. And I think for you it's the teaching perspective,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm very interested in teaching because when you're teaching conceptual level data to students, it's quite hard for them to grasp. So having a human element really makes a difference. And also I'm really interested in the idea of marginalia, and I feel that in the histories that we have so far and the work that's been done at a scholarly level, obviously what's missed out is that human element on the side. So I'm hoping that this project, through using the oral history techniques that we're going to bring in, will give us a sort of oral marginalia to put around an official history of DH, which has been written in part by scholars like Susan Hawkey and Willard McCarty, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and of course we ultimately believe that it's histories we're going to capture, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, histories that have been hidden, possibly for good reasons, possibly for bad. We're not into the politics yet.
Yeah.
We're just getting familiar with our technology today. So that's us. That's our first attempt at making a podcast. Now that we've made the recording, our challenge that we've set ourselves for the Day of Digital Humanities is to upload it to the web. And if you're listening to us now, then we've managed to meet that challenge. And thanks very much for listening.